Good morning, church. Thank you so much for joining us for our very special online service right here at Life Center. We have an awesome opportunity to join together wherever it is that you're watching this from in a time of worship. Our Cornwall pastors, Pastors Jeff and Pastor Ingrid, are about to bring a very timely word this morning to wrap up our Christmas season. And so if you're joining us from our Orleans campus, our Kanata campus, or our Cornwall campus, or maybe you've just stumbled across this stream today, why don't you dive into this moment and join us as we worship the Lord together?
Let praise be a weapon that silences the enemy. Let praise be a weapon that conquers all anxiety. Let it rise, let praise arise. We sing your name in the dark and it changes everything. We sing with all we are and we claim your victory. Let it rise, let praise arise. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. Let faith be the song that overcomes the raging sea. Let faith be the song that calms the storm inside of me. Let it rise. Let faith arise. Let it rise. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. If fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giants fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you.
done great things. Arms open wide, Lamb crucified, worthy is He. He has done great things. Our God has done great things. Thorns on His brow, grace flowing down, worthy is He. As high as the heavens above, great is His everlasting love. Rivers of mercy run over us. As far as the east is from the west, He has removed us. By His blood,
He has done great things. He has done great things. Arms open wide, the Lamb crucified, worthy is He. He has done great things.
Our God has done great things.
Thorns on His brow, grace flowing down, worthy is He.
As high as the heavens, His everlasting love, rivers of mercy run over us. As far as the east is from the west, He has removed.
My story. Lord, you are great, almighty and powerful. And this morning we are just giving you the worship that you're due. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done in this past year, 2025. And we thank you for the things that you're about to do in 2026. We trust you. We praise you. May you be glorified this morning. Have your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to each of you families. It is so good. Well, we are so thrilled that you are joining us online today. I'm Pastor Rhonda, and this is Pastor Angela from your Orleans campus. And we look forward to being together in person this coming Sunday, January 4th, at our own home campuses. Well, we want to take a moment to thank you for an incredible Christmas season.
So good.
Including church, your faithful giving and generosity.
Yes.
And if you wish to give today, perhaps to complete your year-end giving, you can do so at connect.lifecenter.church.
There you go.
Now, Pastor Angela, we have a few things we want to talk about in January.
Oh, and
it's pretty amazing.
Lots of fun things.
Well, HeartStrong. Let's talk about HeartStrong. HeartStrong 7 is coming, and you can join us for HeartStrong in the morning or evening, and their Bible studies are taking place on Zoom at 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock, so 6 in the morning or 8 at night, starting Monday, January 5th, so put that in your calendar. So each Monday to Thursday, we gather to study God's Word chapter by chapter, and you can visit connect.lifecenter.org to register for our HeartStrong Bible studies. Love to have you join us. As well, 21 days of prayer.
Yes, it's coming.
We are so excited. We do this each year. So starting on Sunday, January 4th to Sunday, January 5th, we will be going through our 21 days of fasting and prayer. And so on Sunday, January 4th, we'll be starting off 2026. Can you believe 2026? Wild. With 21 days of prayer and fasting as we position our hearts and our posture before God to hear from Him and to follow His voice. So we encourage you to prayerfully consider what you will give up for this time of prayer and fasting. We'll provide you with daily prayer points so you can align your hearts, and together we can begin the new year in unified heart and purpose to see God move. Now, fasting, we have a lot of questions about fasting,
don't we?
Yeah, so fasting is all about intentionally giving something sacrificial up and replacing that time with prayer, Bible reading, and being mindful of how God may wish to speak to you in the season. Now, we also want to invite you to Life Center Prayer Night. Put on your calendar, Friday, January 23rd. Say that out loud. Friday. January 23rd, from 7 to 9, we are going to come together. Each of our campuses are going to hold this night, and we are going to have a time of prayer as we join our hearts together with all generations and families, and from singles, all generations, everyone's coming together because we want to believe for revival. We also want to take time to repent, to confess, to wait on the Holy Spirit, and to have an incredible time together as a body of Christ. Now, this is going to be near the end of our 21 days of prayer and fasting, so please join us. We love to invite you for this all-church Life Center prayer. So, families, kids, singles, all generations, welcome to attend and to pray. So, what else is coming up?
Oh, man, we got
Come on, Angela.
If you were in high school, type in the chat right now, put a fire emoji, listen.
Come on.
We got senior high retreat.
Woo!
We can't wait. If you're in grades 9 to 12, you don't want to miss this. On Friday, January 30th to Sunday, February 1st, we will be having our senior high retreat. You can register at connect.lifecenter.church, but we're going to have incredible times of games, worship, a speaker catered to your age group, and time with community and new friends. So we want to see you there. So make sure to register today, because registration is open.
It's so good. So good.
And we also have our water baptism service coming up on January 18th. And we are so excited to celebrate with you as you take the step in your faith. And so if you have not yet been water baptized, you can register today at connect.lifecenter.church. And so we are praying for you all this year
and praying for
what God is going to do in each of you. And we're believing 2026, God is going to move in your hearts and your lives. And so we're going to continue in this heart posture. And we're so excited to welcome Pastor Jeff as he brings a word. He is our Cornwall campus pastor. And we also have Pastor Ingrid as well, who will be sharing with us a poem. And so let's just right now focus our hearts on our King as Pastor Ingrid shares this incredible poem. And just, I would even ask you, just close your eyes and reflect as the Lord speaks to you through this poem.
O King of our desire, whom we despise, King of the nations, never on the throne, unfounded foundation, cast off cornerstone, rejected joiner, making many one, you have no form or beauty for our eyes, a king who comes to give away his crown, a king within our rags of flesh and bone. We pierce the flesh that pierces our disguise. For we ourselves are found in you alone. Come to us now and find in us your throne. O King within the child, within the clay, O hidden King who shapes us in the play of all creation, shapes us for the day your coming kingdom comes into its own.
In a world that overlooks him, a king arrives, not on a throne, but in our rags of flesh and bone. The rejected cornerstone who makes us one, the hidden king who gives away his crown and shapes us, heart and soul, into people ready for his kingdom.
Merry Christmas, Life Center family. Pastor Jeff from our Cornwall campus. So honored to be with you this morning. Thank you, Ingrid, Pastor Ingrid, for that wonderful poem that you read from Malcolm Gweet. Those poems have been very special all season long. Well, we're getting to the end of our Christmas series here, and we've looked at a whole bunch of different ways to see Jesus. And to see Jesus clearly in Christmas, we're using the book of Isaiah, along with a practice from the 6th century church where they prayed unique prayers, chants. They're all names of Jesus, primarily from the book of Isaiah. And the reason the church used these different sounding names for Christ was to overcome a challenge that's not so dissimilar to what we may experience today. To remind the church that Christmas begins in the Old Testament and not with just Mary and Joseph. The Bible, one singular story about God, with many individual stories about how God reveals himself to humanity. And there's also, secondarily, the more familiar something becomes, the easier it is for it to lose its wonder. And here are the 7 words that they used in the O antiphons, from which we've drawn for our series. The words are, O Sapientia, O Adonai, O Radix, O Clavis, O Oriens, O Rex Gentium, and O Emmanuel. In English, these words are said, O Wisdom, O Lord, O Root, O Key, O Dawn, O King, and O Presence. These prayers were sung or chanted the 7 days leading up to Christmas to prepare their hearts for what we will declare today. We will declare today that he is our O Rex Gentium, our King of the nations. You see, every human heart longs for a good king, for a good ruler. We're made for one. We vote for them, or at least try to. We cheer for them. We binge watch stories about their lives. And deep down, we ache for someone who will finally make all things right. And yet every earthly throne eventually disappoints us. Every crown is tarnished, and every crumble kingdoms. Every kingdom crumbles. That ache is older than Rome. Older than Babylon, it goes all the way back to Eden, where we traded the perfect king for the right to rule ourselves, and we've been restless exiles ever since. Isaiah saw it coming, the day when the true king would step into the chaos that we've made. In Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, it says, "For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and his prosperity will never end, and he will reign on the throne of David forever." and establish it and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. And as well, in Isaiah 28:16, it says, "Therefore the Lord God said, look, I have laid a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. The one who believes will be unshakable." Isn't it so good that when we believe in Christ, we become unshakable? The early church heard these words and translated the title Rex Gentium, King of the Nations, King of the Gentiles, King of every people group that ever felt forgotten by every kingdom and ruler. This is the shock of Christmas, that there is one king for all people, not a tribal deity, not a regional warlord, not a nationalistic mascot, but the desire of every nation, the one in whom every family on earth can find their home. In the Christmas story, we can see the nations streaming to the cradle. Poor Jewish shepherds, outcasts in their own land, were the first to hear the gospel news. Persian magi, foreigners, star worshippers, the ultimate outsiders bringing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And an Edomite tyrant, King Herod, rages because the little throne he sits on suddenly feels even smaller. Heaven announces that the true king has arrived, and the announcement is multilingual, multicultural, and multi-everything, because his kingdom will have no border it does not cross, and no language it does not speak, and no wound it cannot heal. And this is why the angels do not only sing over Jerusalem, they split the sky over a no-war field and declare that peace is on earth among those whom God is pleased. A peace that will one day cover the earth like the waters cover the seas. O Rex Gentium, our cornerstone that gathers both Jew and Gentile into one new humanity. The prophet Daniel saw a vision of this, declaring in chapter 7, "I continued watching in the night visions, and suddenly one like a son of man was coming in the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was escorted before him, and he was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, so that those of every people, nation, and language should serve him. And his dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. And his kingdom is one that will not be destroyed. The king who was born in weakness so that every weak person could belong. The king who will return in power so that every power that oppresses will bow down. This king is our king." And this Christmas, the invitation is the same one that the early church kept singing in the face of Rome's emperors. There is one king, and his name is Jesus. Caesar is not Lord. Your anxiety is not Lord. Your past is not Lord. Your political party is not Lord. Your success and your failure and your nation and your pain, none of them get the final word. Only one king reigns forever, and he is gentle enough to be laid in a manger and strong enough to calm the sea with one word. So come, bring your divided heart, bring your tired allegiance, your half-given loyalty, and lay it all down before the throne that will never disappoint. The familiar song we sing at Christmas and even sang on Christmas Eve, O come, Emmanuel, was specifically written to gather each of the words of the O antiphones into one song to put them all together. And it says in that song, O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad divisions cease and be thyself our King of Peace. So rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel, and to every nation under heaven. O Rex Gentium, O King of the nations, we crown you. We crown you Lord of all. Let's pray. God, we thank you today that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. You are God of gods. And while you came in a manger in an unsuspecting way, your royalty cannot be denied. And while you gather together people that for no other reason would they gather except in seeking you, in seeking the one who can make all things new, in seeking the one who can right the pain inside each one of us, in seeking the one who can take away the sin of the world. And so you gather Jew and Gentile, you gather all nations in your kingdom. And so we rejoice in you today, our King of kings and our Lord of lords. We ask you to reign in our hearts where anxiety and pain in our past and where politics tries to place itself. Lord, would you reign in that place in our hearts today? As we look to the new year, would you reign in our lives in this year coming? We want to serve you in every aspect that we can. Our King of kings, our Lord of lords, our cornerstone. We worship you this Christmas season. Pray this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Wow, thank you so much, Pastor Jeff and Pastor Ingrid, for that incredible, incredible word. Well, thank you, Life Center, for joining us today. Remember, next week, January 4th, we are back live at each of our campuses where we are going to begin and dive right back into Heartstrong Season 8, as well as beginning our year with 21 days of prayer and fasting. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we can't wait to see each of your smiling faces next Sunday. God bless.